you are invited to join the Fueled by Faith membership community. Inside this membership, you will have access to a Telegram text thread where you will find other female leaders that are getting filled by the Holy Spirit daily. You will also have access to our monthly virtual Zoom calls that are all about connection as well as getting the word and being connected to the women that are inside the community as well as the Lord and the Holy Spirit inside this membership. There's also a monthly meetup for those of you that are local to Wilmington, North Carolina. But don't let that hold you back. If you are not local to Wilmington, North Carolina, we are looking to grow the Fueled by Faith community within the next couple of years. Let me bring you into the global vision that is starting here with this Fueled by Faith community here in Wilmington, North Carolina. For those of you that are looking for community, that are looking for in-person meetups to meet other faith-based and driven women that are leaders inside your community, we are looking to expand in the next couple of years where you can have access to a Fueled by Faith community right in your backyard with ongoing chapters that continue to add and pop up. This is where we are headed in our vision, and we would love nothing more than to hear back from you if you're not local to Wilmington, North Carolina, if you would be interested in having this in your community, where that's located at, and giving you the blueprint of how we can get that started. If you want to join the membership or you're looking for more information on how to bring Fueled by Faith closer to you, just send us an email at info@sheassistyou.com or find us on Facebook inside our community and send us a message at the Fueled by Faith community page. Welcome to the Fueled by Faith podcast. I'm your host, Emily Vermeer. As a wife, mom, and business owner, I found myself stressed, anxious, bitter, and overwhelmed the majority of the time. Constantly taking care of everyone else, getting to my agenda, you know, the basics, food, water, working out, devotion, and quiet time. If I had the time, which either rarely happened or was just a check off the list. It was when I was searching for a community of women that I could invest in and get support from. God spoke through a friend of mine that this is something that I would create. So here we are, the Fueled by Faith podcast, giving female leaders like yourself a fill up so you can be encouraged, equipped, and empowered daily by plugging into the Lord and allowing Him to overflow in your life so then you can overflow into others, ultimately moving the needle forward for the kingdom of God. So sister, let's dive in. Hello, Fueled by Faith sister. Are you ready for today's episode? Because it is about to go down. Whatever you are doing right now, get ready to be amplified. Get ready for your soul to set on fire for what the Lord has for you. I encourage you, if you have time or space, to move your body, to walk really fast, to get your energy out and be available to receive what the Lord is about to give you. Today is a pep talk, not only a pep talk to encourage you and to equip you and to empower you. Today is a pep talk using the word from the Lord in scripture. And I'm doing this from what God has given me, but also from what other people have sent to the show of what encourages them when they need a spiritual fill up. So today, if you are needing a spiritual fill up, if you know of someone that is looking to be encouraged through the word, I recommend you sharing this episode right now to fill their cup. It is about to go down. So here we go. Jesus said to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Let this encourage you today, sister. You already have access to the one and only God that can do it all. I heard on the radio the other day that God specializes in the impossible. So lay down your cross, lay down your burdens, put them at his feet, give it to him, give your worry, give your doubt, give your fear. They do not serve you, and he does. Get fueled by him. He is the way. He is the truth. And that is what we stand on. Keep going. Do not be anxious about anything. Are you anxious? Are you worried? Give it over. But in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guide your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. I have read so many scriptures lately, most of them in Psalms, that says, do cartwheels, shout and praise him. You guys, our prayer and our praise are weapons to the enemy. It shields us from anything that is not of God. Surround yourself by clapping your hands and snapping your fingers and praising the Lord with your gift that he's given you, with the talents that you have. Do not be anxious and give thanksgiving. That means praising him. That means being grateful. That means stating your gratitude. Keep going. Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. God qualifies the called. If you are called to do something, you may be thinking, I'm not good enough. I don't know enough. I don't have all the tool belts. I'm not certified in the thing. I don't know the word. I stuck myself in that one for years, and God called me to do this ministry so other women can come and get filled up, even without me knowing the knowledge, the word, the scriptures. And here I am today reading you scriptures to fill you up, all because I decided to walk out in the calling that he gave me, even not knowing the scriptures, even not having ever opened the Bible long enough to read it and delve into it. All things are working together for your good. He is bringing you to it. You love him. All he asks is for us to love him, for us to glorify him, for us to praise him. You know how good that feels when someone recognizes what you're doing and gives you that praise. That is all he requires of us. And we have so much to give. Think about the things that he has done for you, the people that he's placed in your life, the women that you're surrounded by in this community, the people that are cheering you on. He did that. He is working. See it. Open your eyes to it. So good. I will keep going. Colossians 4:5-6, be wise in the way you act towards outsiders. Make the most of every opportunity. Let your conversation be full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone. Make the most of every opportunity. Our God is the God of opportunity. That's how he speaks to us. He is giving you opportunities daily, and it is good. Can you see it? If you can't see it right now, I suggest you write a list of everything that he has ever done for you and keep going until you can't anymore. Reflect on that daily. That is the truth. Nothing else. What he has done for you, no one can take from you. That is what he has done. You rest in that truth. Keep going. Psalms 34:17, the righteous cry out and the Lord hears them. He delivers them from all their troubles. Are you going through a situation right now? Are you in your troubles right now? You are delivered. You will be delivered. Why? Because he says so in this word. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted, and he saves those who are crushed in the spirit. He is here to redeem you. He is here for you. He works through you. He delivers you from your troubles. He hears you. Sometimes we need to be reminded of that, because without him being a in-person being that we can't see, sometimes it's hard for our brain to recognize that he actually does hear us. He is for you. He is with you. James 1:5, if any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. Sister, be encouraged. Your ask is not too little or too great. There is no weight in between. He gives and he answers to any prayer, no matter how little or how big or how any in between it is. They carry the same weight because he loves us that much. He loves us so much that he is taking care of the littlest boo-boo to the grandest epidemic and pandemic and things that are way out of our control, because he specializes in the impossible. Get him out of the box. Take him out of the box. You are enough for him to help you. Don't worry about the other things that he's working on. Give it to him. The biggest thing that I have learned and that I have accepted is that God still has a to-do list. And that's not me telling God what to do. It's me taking off the burdens that I am putting on myself or others are putting on me, giving them to him and allowing him to do the work. Because that is what he wants to do. He wants us to recognize that he has work to do on our behalf. That is glorifying him. That is telling him that we trust him. That is surrendering to him. What do you have to take off of your shoulders, to take off of your plate and give to the Lord? He is actively waiting for you to say, Lord, take this from me. Do your will, and I am here to receive. If God wanted to give us everything all the time, we would already have it. And there would be no reason to praise him, because he's doing it for everyone. Are you getting the picture, sister? He is ready for you to ask for help. He is a big God. He specializes in the impossible. Stop putting him in a box. He cannot be put in a box. He is not limited, because he specializes in the impossible. That brings us to the big daddy scripture that we should rest on. And we're going to end on John 3:16. For God loved the world so much that he gave his only son, so that everyone who believes in him may not die, but have eternal life. I want you to take a second. I'm going to read this again. I want you to really sit with this and what this means for you. Take this personally. God loved the world so much that he gave his only son, so that everyone, that is you, who believes in him may not die but have eternal life. Forever. He did that for you. So the mistakes that you've made, the calls that you have done or didn't do, the lack, the mistakes, the not trusting, the not surrendering, the keep picking up your own steering wheel and wanting to do it your way, it's okay because of this, because he loved us so much that he gave his only son, so that we that believe in him will not die. We have eternal life, and we can rest on that. Soak that in, sister. Let this encourage you. Let this prepare your heart. Let this be your pep talk. You wake up every day with this reminder that He loves you this much, that He sacrificed His Son for you forever. That's how big He loves you. That's how much He has faith in you. Put your faith in Him. When we fully surrender, when we fully trust, we flow. Flow in Him today. Let this be your pep talk in scripture that He loves you. You are enough. You are doing enough. He says so. And it is all for good. He is working all things for your good. Continue to see it that way. Continue to praise Him that way. Continue to surround yourself with other people that see it that way as well. And be encouraged. We'll link these scriptures, or not link them, but we will place them in the show notes so that you can see them. Be encouraged. Rest on these. Pray these scriptures to continue to encourage you. It's not just today that you need to be encouraged. Come back to this episode. Come back to these scriptures. Find more. Submit more to us. Know that you are loved and you can do great things because you serve a great God. Be encouraged. Thank you so much for listening to the Fueled by Faith podcast. We would love it if you could go and leave us a 5-star review and how this podcast is impacting you. This will help us move the needle forward to get this podcast out to more and more communities, more and more women that need to be fueled by faith.